This is Science in the News in VOA Special English. I'm Barbara Klein.
And I'm Bob Doty. On our program this week, we tell about a new panda baby born in Washington, D.C., and one of the world's greatest athletes. But first, America's space shuttle Discovery returns to space.
The American space shuttle returned to the skies on July 26th. Discovery and its seven-member crew were launched from the Kennedy Space Center in Florida to fly to the International Space Station. The launch was supposed to have taken place on July 13th, but space agency officials called it off just a few hours before the launch because one of Discovery's fuel tank sensors failed a test. NASA officials investigated the system for several days, but they never learned the cause. They decided to set up another launch for last Tuesday. Discovery is now connected to the space station, orbiting hundreds of kilometers above Earth.
This is the first space shuttle flight in 2.5 years. NASA suspended the flights following the deadly explosion of the shuttle Columbia in 2003. All seven crew members were killed. A team of investigators found that the explosion was the result of damage done to the shuttle during the launch. A piece of lightweight protective material fell off of the shuttle's external fuel container. The object hit the shuttle at a high rate of speed and made a hole in one of the wings. This permitted extremely hot gases to enter the shuttle and destroy the spacecraft as it returned to Earth.
During the launch of Discovery on Tuesday, a large piece of protective material again broke off the external fuel tank. The object apparently did not hit the space shuttle. But program manager William Parsons decided to suspend future shuttle flights until NASA experts fix the problem. He said, "Until we fix this, we're not ready to fly again." He said he did not know how long it would take. After the destruction of Columbia, the investigators advised NASA to carry out 15 steps to increase safety before flying another shuttle. One of the major changes involved the fuel tank. NASA engineers thought they had reduced the risk that its protective material would break off during launch. NASA experts also increased the number of cameras at the launch area. And they designed a new warning system to inform crew members on Discovery and ground control of any problems.
Discovery's cameras recorded pictures of material flying off the shuttle as it launched last Tuesday. Investigators inspected the pictures closely. On Wednesday, Discovery's crew used a special device to examine all areas of the spacecraft for signs of damage. They found no serious damage. Discovery's commander is retired Air Force Colonel Eileen Collins. She was the first woman to fly a space shuttle and is the first female shuttle commander. The Discovery pilot is James Kelly. Other crew members include a rock and roll guitar player, astronauts from Japan and Australia, and another female astronaut.
Discovery will be in space for 13 days. Its crew is very busy. They transported supplies and equipment to the space station. And astronauts Steve Robinson and Soichi Noguchi are performing spacewalks outside the space shuttle. They are testing possible new ways to make repairs to the orbiting space station. On the final spacewalk, they are to remove and replace a broken piece of equipment on the outside of the station. They also will place a television camera and light system on the outside of the station. NASA has said this flight is a test of new safety measures on the space shuttle. But now it is not known if the next shuttle, Atlantis, will be able to fly in September.
The giant pandas in Washington, D.C. recently produced the first panda baby born at the National Zoo in 16 years. Male panda Tian Tian and his mate Mei Xiong became parents July 9th. Panda cubs born in earlier years to the zoo's first pandas survived only a few days. The birth of the new baby was the result of artificial insemination. Reproductive material from Tian Tian was placed in Mei Xiong's body March 11th. The process was completed during the 2 or 3 days a female panda can become pregnant each year. This short fertile period is one reason why giant pandas are in danger of disappearing from Earth.
At birth, the new cub appeared healthy. It was extremely small. It weighed only about 100 grams. Experts at the zoo have praised Mei Xiong's skills as a mother. They say the cub is gaining weight from its mother's milk. It is active and is making noise. The cub was pink in color and had no hair at birth. But the skin around its eyes is getting darker now. The animal's back legs and ears also are darkening. These places will develop into black fur. The rest of its body will have mainly white fur. These markings give giant pandas their special appearance. Baby pandas sometimes do not survive in zoos. So Mei Xiong and the cub are being kept by themselves to prevent infection. Zoo workers watch them through cameras that are connected to the internet so people around the world can watch them too.
The cub will be sent to China at age 2. China loaned the 2 adult giant pandas to the National Zoo for 10 years. They arrived 5 years ago. China has also loaned pandas to 3 other American zoos. China receives a great deal of money in return. The money helps support programs to save giant pandas in the wild. Experts hope that the giant pandas at other zoos in the United States will also produce babies this year.
On July 24th, Lance Armstrong of the United States won the Tour de France bicycle competition for the seventh straight year. His victory sets a new world record. Armstrong said he will not race again next year. The three-week competition is considered the most difficult cycling race in the world. Racers must ride almost 3,600 kilometers. They must ride uphill through the Alps and Pyrenees Mountains, and they must race at high speeds over flat land. Winning requires great athletic ability.
Lance Armstrong is 33 years old. He is one of the best athletes in the world. Scientists say his body operates better than the average person. For example, his heart can beat more than 200 times a minute. It pumps an extremely large amount of blood and oxygen to his legs. Scientists say only about 100 other people in the world have this ability. A scientist at the University of Texas at Austin studied the cyclist from the age of 21 to 28 while Armstrong was in training. The Journal of Applied Physiology published his study in June.
Edward Coyle is the head of the Human Performance Laboratory at the University of Texas in Austin. He tested Armstrong five times from 1992 until 1999. Each time, the cyclist rode a fixed bike for 25 minutes, with the work rate increasing every 5 minutes. Scientists measured Armstrong's performance against the amount of oxygen he breathed. Dr. Coyle discovered an 8% increase in Armstrong's muscle power. Dr. Coyle suspects Armstrong may have developed more of a certain kind of muscle during his 7 years of training. Dr. Coyle also discovered that Armstrong was able to reduce his body weight and body fat before his Tour de France victories. This enabled him to increase his power in relation to his body weight by 18%. Dr. Coyle says the results of the study show that long-term training has more of an effect on athletes than scientists thought.
Lance Armstrong is special in another way. In 1996, when he was 25, he discovered he had cancer of the testicles. The cancer had spread to his lungs and brain. Armstrong received chemotherapy treatment and several operations on his brain. After he recovered from the treatment, he began training again in 1998. The next year, he won his first Tour de France race. Many people believe he is a hero to other people who have survived and are living with cancer.
This program was written by Katie Weaver, Geraldine Watson, and Jill Moss. Cynthia Kirk was our producer. I'm Barbara Klein.
And I'm Bob Doty. Join us again next week for Science in the News in VOA Special English.